Military briefings from the Pentagon and Central Command have detailed the use of high-tech precision weapons in the war in Iraq. Lasers, advanced radar, and the global positioning system have guided weapons to their targets. But in southern Iraq, in the waterways leading to Umm Qasr and in the harbor of Bahrain, the more ancient and precise work of marine mammals is underway. Dolphins are using their natural sonar to detect mines in the waters near Umm Qasr, and in Bahrain, sea lions are guarding boats and piers from potentially threatening swimmers. Tom Lapuza is with the Space and Naval Warfare Systems Center in San Diego, California. He joins us. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And San Diego, I guess, is home base for some of these active-duty mammals.
That's correct. The Navy's Marine Mammal Program is based here in San Diego, and all the animals are normally here.
So do you know any of the ones on duty now?
Yes, I do.
Well, I mean, what are they like?
They're like dolphins. They are incredibly interesting, incredibly playful, incredibly effective animals at doing what it is they do, which is using an amazing sonar system to find things underwater.
And once they found them, what do?
They come back to their handler in the boat and say, I found one. Handler provides them a marker device of some kind. They swim down to where the mine is located, place the marker device pretty close but not too close to the mine, swim away, and leave it in place so that a human diver can now go look at the mine, decide what it is, decide what to do about it.
Now, tell me a little bit about the sea lions who are patrolling the port of Bahrain.
Sea lions don't have this great sonar system, but they have incredibly good underwater directional hearing. Mm-hmm. They have the ability to see in near darkness. So in the case that you're talking about, we have taken a small number of the 20 total sea lions we have and trained them to actually look for divers. Premise is demonstrate to the U.S. Fifth Fleet force protection people their ability to find a diver, attach a recovery line that a human being can then pull in, pulling the diver up to the surface and deal with it appropriately.
Is there any contest between a sea lion and a human diver?
Yes and no. No. The diver doesn't know the sea lion is there.
Yeah.
And the clamp will be attached, and he in the darkness will wonder what's on his leg and will never know it. So there isn't a contest. But if there were a contest, the sea lion swims 25 miles an hour underwater and weighs 375 pounds, so it's still no contest.
Now, sea lions can also get around on land, I've read.
They can. If you're doing a swimmer defense with a dolphin, the dolphin will give up when the guy comes ashore because there's nothing he can do about it.
Yeah.
Sea lion could chase him up on the beach and attach the clamp if he wanted to.
My gosh, I mean, talk about a sea lion who kicks tail.
Yes, exactly.
Barking all the way?
Well, it's got a bite plate in its mouth holding the clamp.
Oh, right.
It can't bark until it lets the bite plate go.
I have to ask, Mr. Lapuza, aside from elemental patriotism, what motivates the sea lions and the dolphins?
We don't know, but they appear to be incredibly excited by what they do.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to guess, not knowing, not being able to get in their brain, that, that the work that we do is of interest to them.
As I'm sure you know, Mr. Lapuza, there are people who think it's just wrong to enlist animals into our human battles.
Right.
Well, what do you say to that?
We agree with people that animals should be treated with respect and should be treated ethically and morally. We just don't exactly agree what that means.
Mm-hmm.
The animals, with seemingly very little danger to themselves, can go out and prevent a ship with a lot of U.S. soldiers from blowing up. That seems like a noble cause in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
So from our perspective, that's a reasonably good use of the animal.
They get medals?
No, we haven't figured out a way. We actually had one that we put a little medal around its neck one time for a photograph, but no, we don't give them medals.
Tom Lapuza with the Space and Naval Warfare Systems Center in San Diego, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.